are really very, very different physiologically, as you said, Shanti. And this is an area where it's just so tough to understand the opposite sex. We have some friends who had gone water skiing. As a matter of fact, you mentioned the speedboat. They were going water skiing a while back, and the guy didn't know how to water ski. And they were determined to teach him. And so he's behind this boat, and he falls about 15 times. It was an unbelievably exhausting day. And he would get up, and he'd go 20 feet, and he would fall. And you could just see it back there. The guy is absolutely worn out. And the wife turns it to the other woman at one point and said, "Will you believe he will want it tonight?" They just are coming from a different direction, you know.
He's probably thinking, after all that embarrassment and failure, I need to be built up as a man, baby, you know. And she's thinking, how is he not exhausted?
All right, let's go on to talk about desirability and beauty.
Well, you know what? This is also the answer that so many guys ask us. You know, when we do Q&A at the end of our events and, you know, a guy says, "What do I do?" And she asked me, "Do these pants make me look fat?" You know? And every guy has probably been confronted with that situation. Deer caught in the headlights. What do you say? You know? And I said, you know what you do is you realize that is not really the question she's asking you. What she's asking you is, after 15, 20 years of marriage and two babies, do I still rock your world? Do you still find me beautiful? That's what she's asking. And
it's
so if you will,
difficult it's, to meet that need.
It's isn't. Not.
And when we think about it, you know, imagine the world in which our wives and girlfriends walk through with the images of the supermodels and the Hollywood starlets. It can be devastating, the intimidation that they must feel in flipping through a magazine about what the ideal woman apparently looks like. I mean, it's we
insecure.
Have the ability to move those fears and those doubts out of their mind, and it doesn't take much effort.
The example that Jeff used in the book is basically that you, as the husband, are the most important mirror in the house for your wife. She looks into you every day to say, "Do you find me beautiful?" I mean, truly, for most men, if they will see the power that it has to say, you know, honey, yeah, okay, you don't look like you did 30 years ago. You know, maybe we can't, either of us can't fit into our honeymoon outfits, you know, but I love you and you are beautiful to me inside and out. And yes, you still rock my world. That has this ability, even in today's modern culture, where it's not very politically correct to say this, that has the ability to just make a woman feel so special. And that's the other thing that Jeff also tells the guys is, you also realize there's a flip side to this.
Yeah, the guys care about being attractive too. I think many people don't understand the degree to which that's also true of men.
It's absolutely. I mean, it goes through our ego.
Shanti, there's a story here about your own children. Share it with us.
You know, it deals with this issue of how we view ourselves and some of the stuff we talk about in the physical intimacy section of, you know, how we have such different views of each other. The other day, we were watching a commercial on television for exercise equipment. And, you know, of course, they use the people with the best, you know, the woman with the best figure pumping iron and the guy with the six-pack abs, you know. Yeah. And our little boy, who is three.
Which nobody looks like,
which
by
nobody
the way.
And looks like.
You notice they're about 18.
And this is the difference we really tell men and women when we talk about the sex subject, honestly, of the fact of how different we view each other's bodies, truly, is that our little boy, he looked at this woman on this commercial and his eyes got real big and he said, "I like that girl." Okay, he's 3.5 years
really?
Old. And our little girl, who's six, looked at the guy who was pumping iron with the six-pack abs and went, "Ew, mommy, look at his naked tummy."
Yeah, there's the difference.
And we're like, there you go.